Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The U.N. Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. lawmakers have put forth a $1.2 trillion government funding proposal as a potential solution to a looming partial government shutdown. Both the House and Senate must approve the bill by the end of Friday to prevent at least a temporary funding gap. Departments at risk of facing funding shortages include defense, education, and the legislative branch. New York's attorney general gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he can't come up with a big amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Getting inflation down to 2% remains a challenge, but it's where the Fed believes things are headed as they announced a decision to keep key interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to reporters this week.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that because that's what will happen over time.
Both the Consumer Price Index and personal consumption expenditure ticked back up in January and February, raising some concern, but Powell believes it's just a minor correction and that a broader downward trend in inflation will continue through 2024 and allow for future rate cuts. A pair of suspects who are charged in the ambush shooting of three Boise, Idaho police officers are now in custody. Boise Police Chief Ron Winiger announced Thursday the men were captured in an area around Twin Falls, Idaho. While one of them was being transported from a Boise hospital this week to a waiting van, the other suspect got the drop on police officers and shot two of them. At the same time, Winiger says,
"We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. these are potentially tied to this incident.
One officer's been released from the hospital while two officers remain hospitalized. Nestle is initiating a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's warned these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Are you ready for a wonderful life? Are you living a wonderful life? Maybe you need to pay attention, because in his latest book, Rules to Live By, Maimonides' Guide to a Wonderful Life, this lifelong student and teacher of rationalist religious philosophy, Jeffrey Katz, is with us to show us how the strategies and advice of this medieval philosopher stand the test of time and serve as a roadmap to health, wealth, and satisfaction despite the turmoil and uncertainties of modern life. Jeffrey Katz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be here with you. Thank you.
I am so excited to talk to you about this book. First of all, what prompted you to write this book?
Yeah, you know, I stumbled when I was a teenager. I stumbled onto Maimonides' writing. It's funny, I was going home from college, home one Passover, and my father just happened to leave this book about Maimonides lying around on the dining room table, and was typical of my father's style not to, like, command me to read it, but just leave it lying around. And once I saw it and got into it, I mean, I was really, that was it for me. I was just became a lifelong devotee, and I've seen that the power of Maimonides' ideas is really so practical. And really, in every aspect of life, the rules he lays down, it's a pretty simple formula. And if you follow it, it can really turn anybody's life around.
I found it to run so parallel with Scripture, right? This is not in conflict with Scripture. I mean, this is one man's perception of, simplifying the process. Somebody who might be overwhelmed and saying, okay, well, the Bible's too long, there's too many pages, I don't want to go. Maimonides comes along and says, okay, let me give you, some crib notes on how to live, a wonderful life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'll give you a few examples, Like, of course, it says in the Bible, to be truthful and so forth. Maimonides said, one of his expressions was, be willing to lose with truth and right rather than gain with falsehood and wrong. Because even though someone might trick you or fool you and gain a temporary advantage, I mean, what does it say about someone's trustworthiness? Do you think that's really going to hold the person in good stead over the longer term? Another expression of Maimonides was that the risk of a wrong decision is preferable to the terror of indecision. Maimonides points to how important it is for success in any area of our lives to just get comfortable making decisions. In any personal, family, or professional capacity, if you can't get comfortable making decisions, and we're all human, we're all going to make errors, and that's fine. But being comfortable making decisions also for other people, making decisions for them as needed. That's also a very, you know, important skill, Bill. And, you know, when that's combined with reliability, for example, you know, like your word is your bond. When you say you're going to do something, you're just get it done. I mean, think about someone who just has those three simple qualities of character: comfortable making decisions, trustworthy, I mean, really trustworthy, and also reliable. Like, how many people do you even know who have the, like 1 in 10,000 who have those three qualities? And you think that in any career, someone like that is not just going to skyrocket? Because he just by having those simple, basic, and, you know, Bill, it runs across IQ. It doesn't even matter so much. Runs across technical levels of skill in any organization or any whatever. Anyone with those basic qualities of character is just going to skyrocket. And, you know, those things also hold true in family and personal and career, and also in faith and spiritual life, which he also, you know, is very, very big on and teaches us a lot about.
Well, and to your point here, Jeffrey, and to my Maimonides' point as well, it really isn't that complicated. You know, it's basically, you know, like God said, be fruitful and multiply. Just basically get off your butt, go do something. Okay, that's the Bill Martinez version of the Old Testament. But,
that's a great little synopsis. That's great.
Right. I mean, go out there, because the fact of the matter, like you said, is that God designed us in such a way that we can course correct. We're smart enough to course correct, unless we're so ideologically fixed. Where, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the world these days are so ideologically fixed that they don't know how to course correct. They're just so siloed, and they're running themselves into the wall. And just like you said, the interconnectivity that we have between ourselves and our families and our society, our communities, and that is real. And so if we're going over the cliff, then who else is going to go over the cliff with us if we don't course correct, right?
Right. You know, that also, Bill, leads to such a related important point of Maimonides in terms of family life and children and what the proper way to bring children up is. You know, he advises us that once your kids reach, like, the age where they can understand things, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, at that point, a parent needs to stop making all the decisions for the child. In other words, you have to, if you're just going to control your kid's life, you're going to buy, at a minimum, resentment and may even, you know, hatred from your kid. But you need to become your child's counselor, his advisor, not his boss. So as soon as the kid gets old enough to understand things, you have to explain to the kid, when he's at a decision point, what his choices are, what the likely result of his different choices are going to be. And then when your kid sees those playing out in reality, and of course, your experience is so much vaster than your kid's. Right, what you tell your kid is he's going to see that. The kid's going to see that you're right most of the time. He will then, you'll develop in your child the ability to make decisions on his own or her own. And that's what you're really trying to get, you know, especially in today's day and age when there's so much that we're all being bombarded with, all these messages from the outside. If you don't have developed, if you don't develop in your kids an ability to think independently and analytically and make decisions for themselves, they're going to be, you know, not in such great shape. You know, kids are like trees in some ways. You know, a tree needs to be watered, but if you water a tree too much, you know, the roots won't grow deep, you know, because they don't have to, because you're giving it so much water. You're overwatering it. The roots don't have to go deep into the ground to find the water. So the trees become weak. The same thing with kids. If you make all their decisions for them, they will not develop that critical judgment, that ability to make their own decisions. And when they are developing and getting older, they're going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to instill your own values and pass those along. And, you know, Maimonides warns us, if we don't instill our own values in our kids, someone else is waiting to instill theirs.
Yeah, without a doubt. Just go ahead and spend, you know, $50,000 a semester, send your kid to college, and the first holiday they come home and you go, what the heck happened?
Right. They need a really firm foundation in order to resist, you know, that, and hold true to themselves.
Well, and this is the thing, as you say, an excellent point that Maimonides makes is that, you know, critical thinking has left the building. You know, we have failed to pass that on to the next generation. And it's still not too late. It's going to be a little bit painful, you know, to go through the process because we failed to do it in those formative years when it was so critical. Because otherwise, what you're doing is you're sending your kids off to learn about gravity the hard way. You know, and that is that they find out when they hit the ground. We got more from Jeffrey Katz after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
You know, there's a popular Jewish expression from the Middle Ages comparing Maimonides to Moses, and that was, from Moses to Moses, there was none like Moses. Kind of helps you put this all into perspective and the wisdom of Maimonides, who lived this out. This book, you've got to read. I mean, this will encourage you. And for those of you, especially in the midst of this modern culture that we find ourselves being hit with all these different ideas, it's like a fire hose of misinformation and things to knock us off balance, to take us away from these foundational principles that God put into our hearts. It's there. And so when you read this book, Rules to Live By, from Jeff Katz, you'll have a lot of oh yeah moments. I found myself as I was going through this, oh, well, of course, that's inarguable. And it helps you kind of reset your compass in life to realize, as Maimonides pointed out, character counts. He also helps you discover and or rediscover how to achieve success at work, the importance of family, why your legacy matters, how to create spiritual connections, why your attitude matters, and how a healthy body equals a good life. Wow. Jeffrey, what a practical guide here, right?
Thank you. I mean, it's Maimonides. He was unique because he, again, had mastered science, and he was the greatest doctor of his age. You know, he was basically the court physician to the king of Egypt, who was the sultan in Cairo at the time. And he was also one of the greatest spiritualists and theologians and thinkers of all time. You know, every major university in the kind of philosophy department is still dealing with Maimonides' thoughts. And in every Jewish school around the world, he's still, all his works are pored over, constantly. And it really is what I tried to do in this book is, as you said, Bill, I separated into seven sections each of these important areas of life. And each chapter is only a couple of pages long, focusing on one of his ideas. There are over 100 chapters, and each has one idea in it. And, so people can read a little bit, read a few chapters before they fall asleep, and do that the next day. And you spend a little bit of time, with each of the chapters in the book. But overall, the impact is really tremendous and really can be transformational. It was for me.
Yeah, and I tell you, it is becoming that way for me as well, as I mentioned to the audience, Jeffrey. And in reading this, with Maimonides' inquisitive and scientific mind and understanding of structure and systems, it was like he tapped in to revelation from God, where God revealed to him that there's an infrastructure, there's a prescribed infrastructure that the Creator has put into place, that when you are true and responsive to that design, it goes well with you. It's kind of like the conversation. I often bring this up. It was so powerful for me when I read it and I connected with it. And, when God's talking with Cain, after Cain's sacrifice was not accepted, and he's really depressed, and God says very simply, and I believe this admonition is one that should be ringing through the millennia, as long as there is life on this planet. And God says to him very succinctly, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, there it is right there, right? So, in other words, you reap what you sow. All these, principles that you read on further in the Bible, it all comes back to that statement. If you do right, will it not go well for you? Well, what is right? Right is what is consistent with the integrity of God's creation, the woof and wharf, the rhythm of, and to me, Maimonides captured that and said, okay, this is in order for you to do right. First of all, you must be true to yourself, right? I think Shakespeare said that. But that's so. Okay, so what does being true to yourself mean? I remember the first time I saw it, I was 7 years old, I was on a public bus, and I saw this sign, it says, be true to yourself. And there was something there, Joe. I got to tell you, when I saw that, I said, there's something hugely significant about that. And I've been a student of that line ever since.
Oh, you're so right. And Maimonides says a great deal about that, Bill. you know, Maimonides talks a lot about charity, you know, the highest level of charity being, and the expression is his, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime. You know, in other words, the greatest form of charity is making it so that he won't or she won't need charity again. But, you know, he talks much more about charity and the eight levels of charity. And it's fascinating because, you know, many people think, Bill, you need to be wealthy first and then you become charitable and a philanthropist. Maimonides says it's really the opposite. It's by adopting a charitable mindset, like building a legacy, picking a value or a cause or an idea. You don't have to be, you don't have to have any money to do this. You pick a value, an idea, a cause larger than yourself that you truly believe in and that animates your life beyond the everyday. And you give of your some of your time and your talent and your energy toward that. That does so much. Of course, it's great. It does a lot for other people, and that's the main purpose of it. But it's like you said before, God created the world in a way that if you do that, you get so many benefits. I mean, you don't do it for the benefits, but you just get so much. For example, first, you develop an emotional detachment from money because you're volunteering your time and energy. And like a surgeon, no matter how skilled a surgeon is, he or she will never operate on her own kid. So, you know, it's not until you develop an emotional detachment from money that you do through these charitable projects that you can really start making great financial decisions, because then you're removed from your money. You're not so close to it. You can make great decisions. Also, when you do charitable work, you gain so much in terms of empathy. You gain gratitude. You see how blessed you are. You get happier because you realize how blessed your own life is. You don't have all these needs. The empathy you gain, you know, when you help people, you need to understand you can't really help them unless you understand what their situation is. And empathy is so vital in all areas of life. And that's beyond the contact. You know, very often if you see there's an underserved need in your community and you get involved, first of all, you become like a magnet. People really Yes. want to get involved in those kinds of, you know, projects. And also the contacts you make, the network you develop just helping other people, because you tend to meet successful, you know, affluent people who are in similarly, you know, charitable projects. And the social and financial opportunities that just those contacts from the network you get, it's so amazing. And you know, also for young people, if they're involved in a charitable project, very often they have to pull it off with a limited budget, and there are operational challenges. I mean, they develop budgetary, operational, managerial, project skills. We think those are some of the skills a business might need. I mean, they just develop. It's just such a win-win. And again, that's the way the world works. You just have to be able to tune into it and make it work for you, which you can just by following some of these really basic rules.
Yeah, without a doubt. A minute and a half left here, Jeffrey Katz. Let's talk about how a healthy body equals a good life.
Sure. You know, Maimonides, again, was the top physician of his era. His first rule, Bill, was that anything that can be treated by diet alone should not be treated by any other means. So I guess the pharmaceutical industry might not love him so much, but he basically said if something can be treated by diet, it's prohibited to take any type of medication. You know, we all, you know so many people that are taking like half a dozen drugs, and half of them are just to cure the side effects, you know, of the drugs they're taking.
Right.
You know, he had a lot to say about health and diet, and it's all, the main points are all in the book.
Exactly. Well, and Maimonides didn't necessarily have to deal with the extra ingredients of our food supply that we have to deal with today that has an effect on this. So this will cause you to think a little bit deeper, you know, about what equals a good life. So what goes in, you know, again, what you reap, you will sow. And if you reap to, you know, if you sow to righteousness, then you will reap accordingly. Jeffrey Katz, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I could spend a lot more time with you. I love the book. Highly recommend it. Rules to Live By from Jeffrey Katz. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks.
You got a great job. God bless.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The House plans to conduct a vote on a government spending package Friday in order to prevent a government shutdown. USA's John Schaefer with details.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries expressed confidence that a significant majority of Democrats will support the bill. While some conservative members within the Republican Party seek to reduce spending, most Republicans are also anticipated to endorse the legislation. If passed, the deal will allocate funding for the government until the end of the fiscal year.
Almost half of prisons across the United States are situated downstream from water reservoirs potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals, as indicated by a recent report in the American Journal of Public Health. The report found approximately 47% of U.S. prisons have been found to encompass at least one. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back with you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Here we are, one day, 168, I guess, in the Israel-Hamas war that is taking place. And we've got Ramadan underway, and there seems to be anything but peace in the Gaza, particularly with the ongoing fight between Hamas and Israel. But something very few seem to realize is just how much people are suffering from this fight. Discussing this critical issue is the pastor and author who is asking, why aren't Gazans receiving the humanitarian aid that they need right now? Well, of course, we know from some reports that that aid is being interrupted, is being captured, you know, by Hamas. It's not getting necessarily to the citizens. And, you know, there's so much to understand about what's happening in Gaza. And, you know, just right off the conversation with Jeffrey Katz, realizing that, you know, it starts with character. You know, character does count, and, you know, character, good character does certain things that serves the community and serves the people and is peaceful and content. So obviously there is a dysfunctional connection that's happening there, I guess, in a philosophical manner, you know, a bit of a problem, you know, that just philosophically that's taking place. And it's kind of like what we've been, you know, talking about all day here, you know, in terms of even how it relates to America. You know, it's hard for us to understand here on the West, but I think we're starting to get an example because we're seeing it happening domestically, where it's this is really the United States has become ununited. you know, we're no longer united. We're at odds with one another. You know, you can say in rough estimates 50-50, you got 50% of the country against the other 50. And what seems to be the case is the 50% with the power right now wants nothing to do with the other side. And kind of like the way the Palestinians feel about Israel, they want Israel to be no more. Here on in the United States, you got people on the left. They don't want the people on the right to be here anymore. They want them wiped out or controlled or, you know, this basket of deplorables, you know, put into solitary confinement and put away because, God forbid, there would be disagreement. You know, what their intent through this whole process, I don't know if they even, and I say their intent, maybe I'm extending this and giving them too much credit because they're so blinded by their lust for power. That they've siloed themselves and they've really dumbed themselves down in the process, and it is it's going to be a it's going to be an issue. I know we're on standby for Mark Biltz, and I just got a text from him saying that he is ready to be connected. I don't know if there was a connection problem, so I'm saying this to our studio so our studio can dial him up again and connect with him because we had some problems. I guess it was going to a different deal. Let's see here. What I need to do is probably, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to get some information to the studio because it seems like there is a different number that we have for Mark than we had before. So, which is interesting. Okay, let's see how I do this. You know, things used to be easy, but it's not, and it's important. I want to get a hold of Mark to have him, you know, talk about this issue. Let's see. Let me see here. Okay, let's try. Okay, I'm trying to text this new number to the studio so we can connect with Mark. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, just you know, just talk to yourself for a moment. We'll get through this. Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm trying to text you the number for Mark because it looks like Mark has given us a different number, and you know, just for fun, you know, why not here? And you know, and the people are understanding. Hey, this is live radio, so. It's, you know, and it's just there must be an easier way to do this, but you know, I'm you know, and the easier way is when you have the right number to begin with, but you know, we're doing it the hard way. Okay, let me give you this number is coming at you right now, so it's a different number than what they gave us on the release. Okay, all right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being patient with us. You know, some technical challenges, but hey, look at we're not going to give up this easy. We're going to continue on with the good fight. But as I was mentioning, this is the conflict that's happening in the United States. So similar with it, you know, the way I see it as to what's going on in Israel. It's us against them. And, you know, this is not the American dream. It's not the American way of life. And as if that's not enough, I mean, you know, here us against them. Now we got a, you know, a group of people who know nothing of our history or very little of our history. And they've migrated by the hundreds of thousands into this country. And we're a mess. We're a mess as a country. And they're going to come in and we're ill prepared to really, you know, really deal with them when the core of the country is so divided. We're at odds with each other. And it may come down to a situation. I know we've talked about this for a number of years and said, look, at you know, historically, when you look at other nations, it's time for a revolution. And immediately you'll have people, I don't want, you know, I don't want guns. And, of course, we don't want guns and bullets. We don't want. But you can't control that. You know, once all hell breaks loose, all hell breaks loose, and it can get pretty crazy. But we would hope that we would nip that in the butt, and you know, and solve that problem before it gets to that point. But we've been told for a long time we're at that tipping point. Well, Mark Biltz is with us right now. We were able to finally connect. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties, but thank God we were able to connect here, buddy.
Oh, amen. I just really appreciate you having me on your show.
Are you kidding me? You're a blessing. I was explaining to our audience, here it is, you know, Ramadan is underway. Anything but peace happening in the Gaza, this conflict between, you know, the Palestinians and Israel, hard to negotiate with somebody that just wants you off the face of the earth. And, you know, and I think that here in the West, we're beginning to understand that a little bit, because there are some similarities here in the United States. We got half the country, you know, if you want to cut it down the middle and say 50-50, we're at such odds with each other. One side really wants the other side, the basket of deplorables, and anything that's conservative or Christian, you know, not to have any say, to be set aside. You know, they'd be happy if we were all jailed, I guess. That seems to be the case, sadly. But look, we've been through this way before, and by the grace of God, You know, perhaps should Jesus tarry, we'd be able to overcome this, Mark.
You are so right, Bill. I mean, we are looking at war from so many different angles. Politically, yes. The left against the right, as you said. Also, religiously, you got the pro-Palestinians versus the pro-Israel. Racially, you're going to have the pro-immigrants against the anti-immigrants very shortly. But I think above all, with all of the illegal immigration that's been going on, many terrorists have entered. And I would not be surprised if we may not even have an election due to some imaginary virus or due to civil war on so many different levels. And I really believe, Bill, we're going to see terrorist bombing, suicide bombers in the United States this year, just like in Israel. They've come over here now. And I would not be surprised just to cause chaos during the election if we don't have people going themselves up at gas stations, in grocery stores, on bridges as well.
You know, you're exactly right, I believe, Mark. I mean, I hate to put it in these stark of terms, but the stage is being set. I mean, we got worked in 2020. The Democrats are desperate for power and control, and it's no holds barred. I mean, they have so much animus towards Donald Trump and anybody who supports conservatism or faith that they believe that, you know, the right, and I say right, righteousness is on their side, so to speak. Got to go to break. More from Mark.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Well, our conversation with the pastor and author, Mark Biltz, continues as we take a look at what's happening in the Gaza. And, you know, everybody up in arms about humanitarian aid, you know, to the Gaza. But it's almost like we're ignoring the obvious here. You know, there has been many attempts to get food supplies to the Gaza, to the Palestinians who are suffering. But Hamas isn't going to let that happen. They are, I mean, you see the video footage, you know, Mark, where Hamas is coming in and they're taking over these trucks with foods and food and supply, and they're making sure their soldiers are taken care of and the citizens once again are suffering. And, I guess this is a lesson for, you know, for all citizens of any country, is that, you know, when you elect people who are self-serving, they're going to do what they do. And when, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, the minions get set aside, and it's tragic what the Palestinians have had to suffer through as a result of what Hamas has done and the reaction that they've caused. They knew, Hamas had to know that Israel was going to respond like this. But the citizens of Gaza, the Palestinians, I don't think really, or they greatly underestimated the response. But this is really a lesson for the world to see. This is what happens when you elect governments and leaders that do not look out for the best interests of the people. I think that's the bottom line here, don't you think?
Oh, I definitely do. I'll give you some facts. Before the October 7th Hamas massacre of Israel, Gaza was receiving 500 trucks every day, of which 70 of the trucks were food. But now they're averaging 126 food trucks a day, almost double the amount of food trucks they were getting before. As a matter of fact, last Sunday they received 8 million pounds of food. The problem is Hamas, I have video where they were literally shooting the Gazan citizens who were trying to get the food, because they wanted the power and control of the food, like you said. And then here's Joseph Borrell, one of the UN representatives. He represents UNRWA. Their employees were aiding the terrorists in the massacre.
Right.
How in the world can we put any value on what they say?
Well, exactly. And just as a postscript here on UNRWA, in this latest budget, Republicans argued against continuing to fund UNRWA because they found that over a dozen people associated with UNRWA that they know of participated in the October 7th massacres. Right to your point. Go ahead.
Well, and the other thing, it's like you have the foxes running the chicken house.
Oh, yeah.
And I think of it this way. Everyone's fighting to get them food. It's like, think of three terrorists have 40 people kidnapped in a bank, all right? And they're all asking for pizza. And so the terrorists receive the pizza at the door. Do you really think they're going to give it to their hostages? I don't think so.
Right, exactly. No, and this is clearly what's going on. It's what we're seeing. But yet you've got Anthony Blinken, Joe Biden, the administration. You've got the United Nations all yelling and screaming and wanting to put pressure on Israel. But a lot of this food is coming from Israel, and that has been even in the past, Mark, to your point, right? I mean, it isn't like Israel hasn't helped and supported the Palestinians. They have tried to help out, but the thanks that Israel got was October the 7th.
Oh, exactly right. And I think part of the problem, in one sense, is the Stockholm Syndrome, where the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. And although the Gazans don't like Israel and they absolutely hate Hamas, you know, they're really held captive by their terrorists. They almost feel obliged to support them just because they've been under their control as terrorists for so long.
Right. Well, I think, you know, and I mentioned this early on, Mark, the opportunity for the Palestinians were to, when you recall the Bible story, when one of the generals, I think it was Joab, went after a revolutionary and chased him into this castle, right? Because, you know, Joab had told David, King David at the time, says, look, this guy's going to be worse than Absalom. We cannot allow him to live. And so anyway, so Joab goes and tracks him down to this castle. And so they pretty much siege him in there. And the local officials, in fact, a woman wisely asked Joab, says, what do you want? Because she knew that their community was in peril. And Joab says, look, send me the head of this revolutionary. Can't remember his name off the top of my head right now. Forgive me. But anyway, send us his head and that we'll be done with that. Well, she goes back to the leadership, says, hey, look, it's either him or it's going to be us. Next thing you know, his head comes flopping off the side of the castle. And that's the end of it. See, and I think that, you know, there's some wisdom there. And I don't know if the Palestinians there in Gaza can understand that, but I believe if they had enough courage to be able to pull it together and step back and step away from these Hamas soldiers and let the IDF come in and clear it out, then they could survive and maybe have another day to live. But if they do, they have to do it under a new predicate. And the new predicate is that they're willing to live, coexist with Israel in peace and not embrace a philosophy that wants to wipe Israel off the earth and thinks that it's okay to fire missiles into Israel. That's the option they have. I think that most of us support what Benjamin Netanyahu and what the IDF and Israel is doing right now.
Yes, you have your normal Muslim Arab, so to speak, but then you have your radical jihadist, and that's who's controlling Gaza and being run by Iran, who are filled with radical jihadists.
Right.
And it all comes back to the story in the Bible of Amalek, which was the first nation to attack Israel for no reason, absolutely no reason. And who did they attack? All the women, the elderly, the infants that were at the back of the line. And I don't know if you knew this, Bill, but you know what horrible things Hamas did to Israel on October 7th?
Well,
guess what? The very name Amalek in Hebrew means a nation who chops people up.
Mm. Yeah.
Chops off heads. And Hamas means violence. And
yes,
the very
exactly.
reason God destroyed the earth at the beginning was because of the violence, and that's what Hamas means.
Well, and here it is. We've accommodated violence, and you know, and what's happening in Israel in many ways, Mark, it's happening here in America. I just see the I see the clear parallel. And that's why I was saying earlier that it's us against them, just like it is there in Israel. It's you've got Israelis that want to live in peace, then you've got the you know, those the Arab countries that say from the river to the sea, you know, they want an absolute Holocaust of Israel.
Well, then you see American citizens also saying joining in on that.
Exactly.
From the river to the sea. But what's hilarious is the stupid college-age people, when here in the United States, someone asked them, well, what river and sea are they talking about? And they had no idea.
They're no clue.
Clueless.
Yeah, you see, but the thing is, see, that's, you know, as Zig Ziglar would say, stinking thinking. That stinking thinking that is there in the college campuses is what's going to be part and parcel of what's happening here in the United States. So they may say river to the sea and think about that, but they're also going to find themselves participating with that half of the country that believes that the other half should not be existing. They shouldn't have a First Amendment right. They shouldn't have a Second Amendment right. All their property should be stolen from them and claimed by the government, and the government should be in full control.
Yeah, and where this comes from is Qatar. Qatar has donated billions of dollars to Cornell University, billions and billions to dozens of universities, and they've been infecting all of the American college students because of the money and the power.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where this comes from. And it's trickling down through the high schools. Even some of the high schools are having support Hamas Day here in the United States.
Amazing.
It's filtering down to the high schools, grade schools, all of it. But it's because of we're allowing them to teach this crap in the schools.
Exactly. Well, you have Qatar on one side, you got China on the other. It's a direct attack on our Judeo-Christian principles and our Constitution. And America has to wake up, Mark. I mean, I know you have been a watchman on the wall. You've been sounding the alarm as we have. And I just want to grab America by the shoulders and say, look, you have got to wake up. You know, danger is here. It's no longer existential. It is amongst us.
And that's the whole key, Bill, because the problem is the church doesn't know what time it is.
Yes.
In Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up what's planting. And the church says they're supposed to know the times and seasons, but they have no clue if it's plucking time or planting time.
And, exactly.
And it's the same problem. There's a time for peace and a time for war. And I'm telling you right now, we are entering the season of war. And if we don't realize that, we are in really big trouble. I would not be surprised, because we are militarily at our weakest point. We are the most divided on so many levels. If it's not this fall around the elections that China doesn't that China attacks Taiwan, North Korea, South Korea, Iran, Hezbollah, Israel, and there's nothing America can do financially or otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, here we are. We're bankrupt. Here we are, $34 trillion in debt, and they know that our leadership is vulnerable. This is why they don't want Donald Trump to be anywhere near the Oval Office one more time. He's the pastor and author. Mark Biltz has been our guest. Mark, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Bless you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know